so much space.
I'm Maggie Dawn. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a real special guest coming up for you at the top of the hour. One of the elites. You would even say that himself. Our guest is going to be Scott Ellis. He's going to tell us why we have a wealth disorder, an obsession with wealth that has created an economic system that hurts the vast majority of us every single day, whether you believe it or not. Before we get there, we've been talking about the crackpot supporting Trump. Someone on the text line reminded me of the Nuge, Ted Nugent.
Deep political thinker, Ted Nugent.
Yeah. He's a little bit like Jerry Lee Lewis. I think married like a teenage girl. You know, I would encourage everybody to check out their statewide conservative legislators and find out if they support banning child marriage. Because, you know, if you're about family values and all that good stuff, you really should want to ban child marriage.
Well, you see, back in the day.
Yes. All right. I promised you a recap of all the Republicans that have said no more. So 12 former White House lawyers dropped a letter on Monday saying that they endorse Kamala Harris. These are top-level Republican White House lawyers who served in the administrations of then-Presidents Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush. Okay? That's who these people are. It includes, as Gene from Eau Claire pointed out, former Federal Appeals Court Judge Michael Luttig, who's also a prominent right-leaning legal scholar and was a White House legal advisor to the president for Ronald Reagan. Here's what the letter says. We endorse Kamala Harris and support her election as president because we believe that returning former President Trump to office would threaten American democracy and undermine the rule of law in our country. Donald Trump's own vice president and multiple members of his administration and the White House staff at the most senior levels, as well as former Republican nominees for president and vice president, have already declined to endorse his reelection. They point to the profound risks presented by Trump's potential return to public office. And it goes on. We cannot go along with other former Republican officials who have condemned Trump with these devastating judgments, but are still not willing to vote for Harris. So they're calling out the Republicans that have basically condemned Trump, like Mike Pence, like Bill Barr, like Nikki Haley. I could go on and on and on, like Ted Cruz, like his, his running mate.
He may have done all these things, but.
But whatever.
Yeah, I disagree with the policies of the other person a little bit, so let him run the country.
Here's some of the other signatories. John Bellinger. He worked for George W. Bush. Phil Brady, deputy counsel to the president of Reagan. Benedict S. Cohen, Reagan. Peter Keisler, Reagan. Robert Krieger, Reagan. John Mitnick, George W. Alan Charles Rawl, Reagan, and H.W., Nicholas Rostow. I could go on and on. Whole bunch of them. And just yesterday, a four-star general, General Larry Ellis, in writing, endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. He's never done that before. It is not typical for even retired military personnel, let alone a four-star general. That's the top of the heap, y'all. And yesterday, more than 200 Republican staffers who worked for George W. Bush, Senators Mitt Romney, or John McCain endorsed Harris in a letter obtained Monday by ABC News. The letter calls on moderate Republicans and conservative independents in key swing states who voted for President Biden to vote for Harris in November. And it calls on those moderate Republicans and conservative independents who voted for President Trump in 2016 or 2020 to vote for Harris in November. They say this, of course, we have plenty of honest ideological disagreements with Vice President Harris and Governor Walz. That's to be expected. The alternative, however, is simply untenable. This comes on the heels of last month's of more than 40 former DOJ officials also signed a letter condemning Trump and endorsing Harris. I run out of breath when I do these things.
This happens sometimes. There's a lot of people running to endorse Kamala Harris because she's a reasonable person who is competent. It's amazing how that works.
This also includes the list of folks like his first Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis. Donald Trump is the first president in my lifetime who does not try to unite the American people, does not even pretend to try. Instead, he tries to divide us, end quote. Defense Secretary Mark Esper called him a threat to democracy. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, retired General Mark Milley. We don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator. We take an oath to the Constitution. We take an oath to the idea that is America, and we are willing to die to protect it. His first Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. Quote, Trump's understanding of global events, his understanding of global history, his understanding of U.S. history was really limited. It's really hard to have a conversation with someone who doesn't even understand the basic concepts. His second national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, we saw the absence of leadership. We saw really anti-leadership and what that can do to our country. His third national security advisor, John Bolton, I believe foreign leaders think he's a laughing fool. He is unfit to be president. His second chief of staff, John Kelly, his former acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney. I mean, I could go, I've got more. First Secretary of the Navy, Richard Spencer. The president has very little understanding of what it means to be in the military, to fight ethically, or to be governed by a uniform set of rules and practices. His former Homeland Security advisor, Tom Bossert. Quote, the president undermined American democracy baselessly for months. As a result, he's culpable for the siege and an utter disgrace. So CJ, still voting for Trump? You think RFK and you have it better than like his first three national security advisors and a bunch of his joint chiefs and a four-star general? You got it right, do you?
Yeah, because he kept...
Well, cool. That's all I needed.
There's this thing, there's a commercial out and it said something, so I feel it. It's cool.
The because doesn't... It's just the idea that all of these people who saw him in action directly, who are Republicans, who are conservatives, who have worked in government for decades, all of them, especially those that advised him on military matters or themselves were in the military, have said he's unfit. Not quite enough.